The devastation wrought by Katrina sent thousands fleeing the Gulf Coast, but it also brought thousands in to help. Among them is Katina Parker. She first traveled to New Orleans with little more than a video camera. She wanted to document the personal stories of people struggling in the aftermath of the storm, and in the 2 years since, she's returned to the Gulf Coast again and again, not just to videotape, to organize. She founded the website nolaborofloveof.com, and she's using web marketing to attract and support volunteers who want to serve. Katina Parkers is in New Orleans and joins us now. Welcome.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing great. And let's go to the moment that this crystallized. What did you see that made you say, I have to do this at any cost?
When I was down here in April, I was documenting a group of Los Angeles Valley College students who'd come to volunteer during their spring break. And over the course of the week that we were here, I saw the students go from being really gung-ho about gutting and, you know, just doing aggro things to coming to their senses and realizing the vast nature of the recovery effort here. And by the time they left, they didn't want to leave because there was so much more for them to do. They wound up adopting some of the families that we rebuilt homes for, and even adopted a gentleman who doesn't really qualify for any of the relief programs. He's 64. He makes it on about $590 a month with his wife. They live in a FEMA trailer. And they were able to connect him to some church groups that have since helped him out. And so in being a part of all of that, I realized that through the power of the web and through user-supported communities, that we could establish our own user-supported community where people who want to volunteer can connect with volunteer relief groups, and where we could also supply them with up-to-date information about things you need to know in order to volunteer
now,
the Gulf Coast.
Let me just share a bit of your documentary. It's called New Orleans Labor of Love. And here's a woman having work done on her home.
Due to Hurricane Katrina, I lost everything. I am a single parent. I work. I have two kids. And without the help of these volunteers, this project wouldn't be possible.
So what about the relief programs that are down there? Do you think, you know, the volunteers are very courageous, but is there enough going on? And not saying that the volunteers aren't doing great work, but is there enough infrastructure?
Through the volunteer groups?
Yeah. I mean, can they? It's essentially, you know, the whole idea of putting a finger in a dike. Can they really hold up the city just through the organizations on the ground?
The volunteer groups cannot do it alone, no. There's a lot of support that is needed from local government, from state government, in order for them to do their work. But we do know that if people don't actively advocate for volunteers to come into the Gulf Coast, that the volunteer stream is going to trickle off.
We met some of Rosa Parks' relatives when we, as News and Notes, went down to New Orleans, who were volunteering, a mother and daughter team. And give me a story of a volunteer that you met who you thought was courageous or championing the city.
Actually, one of the most courageous volunteers who I met, I was traveling with early this year, her name is Ebony, and her family is from New Orleans. When she came back to the city to volunteer, it was the first time she had been here since Katrina had happened. She actually hadn't seen her childhood home or anything like that and what state it was in. And so I spent most of the week with her and as she was taking the city in, and it was completely devastating for her. And even in the midst of, just frequent emotional moments, you know, as we toured the city and saw the scope of the devastation, she still showed up every day and worked hard and was a team leader and encouraged other people to work hard. And she's volunteering with us now to connect people to volunteer resources.
Now, is there a rotation? Do you see people come and leave, or have some people been on the ground for over a year?
There's a range here. There are people who came thinking that they would stay here a week, and they were so touched by what they saw that they stayed here, a year. I actually just interviewed a guy yesterday who's been here for about 5 months. And then there are a lot of people who get here. I have folks who have posted to our MySpace who've come and they've stayed until they've run out of money, and now they've returned home so they can make more money so that they can come back. I haven't met any volunteers to date who don't intend to come back within the coming year so that they can do more work.
What about emotional fatigue? We've been talking a lot with people who are residents and about all of the trauma and the anger they still feel. What about volunteers? How do they process this emotionally?
Volunteers experience some of that same emotional fatigue. For those of us who are not from New Orleans, some of the politics and the red tape that people talk about existing prior to Katrina is very perplexing and frustrating. And sometimes the best thing you can do is just kind of, you know, put your shoulder to the plow and keep doing the work that you came to do. And I find that people, you know, they work here for a while and then they have to leave and kind of rejuvenate and get some perspective and then come back. And in leaving, you know, they're able to tell their stories to other people and encourages them to come and volunteer as well.
Well, Katina, I hope that you can rejuvenate as well and keep doing your work. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Katina Parker is director of New Orleans Labor of Love. She joined us from the studios of Audio Works in New Orleans. And to learn more about Katina's work in the Gulf Coast, go to our website, nprnewsandnotes.org.